Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. Some call it witching, some call it dowsing or divining. It's been used for hundreds of years to find water, artifacts, treasure. It's thought to have originated in Germany in the 16th century. But contemporary dowsers like Roger Harmon often use simple L-shaped metal rods. Holding one in each hand, the rods cross over one another when something is located.
They call it witching, I guess, huh?
I've done that ever since I was about 18 years old. My grandfather, he had a willow's twig, and he could even tell you how deep it was to that water vein. He taught me how to do that witching for a grave. I use anything, welding rods or a wrecking bar or crowbar or anything to find an unmarked grave. And the wires will cross when I come over the grave, and then when I'm done with it, they open again after I've walked over the grave or whatever.
What makes Roger's talent for witching so unique is that not only is he able to locate lost or misplaced gravesites, using a carpenter's plumb bob, he can even determine the sex of the deceased. Roger's good friend Charlie has witnessed this many times.
With a carpenter's plumb bob, I can sex a grave to tell whether it's a male or a female. It can even be cremated. It's just a regular carpenter's plumb bob on about, 40 inches of string.
And then he'll watch and he says, now if it goes in a circle, he says it's a female. And he says if it's a male, it's going to go this way, and then a female, it'll go around. And the male would be a straight line. Not everybody can do it, though.
Roger and Charlie are often called on to help locate graves. Circumstances led them to help locate a number of unidentified infant graves at St. Gertrude Cemetery in Raleigh, North Dakota.
That's where these babies were buried along the fence. St. Gertrude's there where we witched and stuff.
In those days, there was no church, there was no priest. The priest closest was Father Bert Strassmeyer out of Fort Yates. You know, he'd come with the saddle horse, you know, and hold mass in these little homesteads. And when Roger come down to witch it, you know, I told him the same thing, you know. These babies were born probably premature, stillborn, whatever it was. And that's why they wound up all in this one little corner, because they weren't baptized when they died. So they put them all in kind of in a group there. They weren't baptized. I suppose the church had something to say if they weren't baptized, you know. Oh, God, there's, like he says, there are so many families that lost children, you know. There's so many stillborns.
By today's standards, it's hard to imagine losing track of a child's gravesite. But times were different then.
This is before railroad. This is before Black Hills Trail. They'd have to go through Raleigh, Dogtooth, up to Flasher. And he says, we got up to Fallon, we're on a team of horses with a wagon. And he says, we got into this farmstead, and they couldn't understand why there were so many teams of horses and people around. Now, this could be probably March or April, and people are crying. And my great-grandfather asked him in German, you know, was geht da an? Meaning, what's going on here? Well, we're all here to pick up our deceased. This was a midwife, and they put them all into the snowbanks. As she delivered them, if they died, they'd stick them into the snowbanks to preserve them until, you know, the ground was frozen during the time, maybe a bad winter, all snow, whatever. And they take their deceased home. It sounds a little cruel, but that's exactly what happened.
Parents came to Roger and Charlie in hopes that they could find their child's grave and properly mark it.
I had people come up to me and ask me, she says, you know, our first child was a stillborn. I buried the baby here at St. Gertrude. She says, we buried her here. We didn't have no money. Is there a way that you could find out where my daughter is buried? She says, all I know, it was a wooden cross that we put up, but then with the snow and stuff and dry rot of the wood. I thought I'd never forget where I buried it.
Back then, child mortality rates were very high, and many mothers died in childbirth. Stillborn babies were often buried with their deceased mothers.
Right here in New Salem, a mother died having her baby, and it was a male. And there was a woman here in town that was to the funeral. She swears up and down that the baby was on mom's right shoulder when they buried it. It took me a while, but I found the baby on her right shoulder.
Families were often very large, and the loss of a mother called for the community to come to their aid.
It's sad, but I think one year there was like three women that lost their lives given childbirth. I think there was something like 33 young kids in those three families. And then, of course, Roger took four, you took three. They spread them around in the community, you know. And that's how those kids were raised.
Produced in partnership with Elm Crest Manor in New Salem, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.